to April. We haven't had a lot of bounces. Tight games have gone the other way. It's just been nuts, something I've never really been a part of, but give our guys credit. They just kept chipping away. And Gavetta gave us a huge start. Unbelievable. Unbelievable start. He's done it three or four times now this year, giving us the opportunity to win a must-need game. So, but it's something I'm proud of the guys. They competed their tails off today. They gave us a chance to, you know, possibly stay here at home in the for the playoffs. If not, we go on the road, that's fine. You know, I just feel as if we needed good momentum going into wherever we're at.
Once again, Coach Chris Finnegan joining us here post-game. Game 2, Busters win the doubleheader today, winning game 2 12-9. And your second game, you had 23 hits in the game. And what was the nice thing? It just wasn't a few players. It was everybody collecting at least one hit in game 2. And Ramirez, he had 5 hits unofficially in that second game. And Alvarez had 4 in that second game as well.
Yeah, you know, we kind of go – our offense revolves around them, to be honest with you. And I thought really what got us going was Kyle Lopez's bases-loaded double. I think, what was it, in the fourth or fifth inning of game 1. And that kind of got everybody locked in. So, you know, it was nice to see those two guys on base. You know, they did. They swung it very well. We had a very simple approach for the whole weekend. And honestly, we executed all weekend. It was just the fact that today we got big hits, whereas yesterday we didn't.
All right, and you guys get the win there, and hopefully Michael Zurgut's okay after taking that line drive in the head there.
With the throw by
Alvarez.
Yeah, throw by Frankie. He's fine. We're going to go get him checked out, but he'll be okay. Yeah. He was corresponding with everything. He knew exactly where he was. Kind of daze him a little bit, which happens, but he'll be okay.
Yeah, well, this is nice to you guys to snap the 5-game losing streak. Now have a 2-game winning streak heading into postseason play, and it's a 3-way tie for third between Garden City, Hutch, and Butler there for that number 3 spots, and Butler sweeping Colby here today, but that may end up putting guys on the road first round depending on how the tiebreaker goes. But you know what? You got to love the confidence that you guys are going into this weekend.
Well, if we go on the road, we go on the road. We've had plenty of opportunities to take care of that. You know, unfortunately, we didn't, but the good thing was is today we found a way to play the way we're capable of playing. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see. So I'm happy for the guys. So we'll see what happens when everything comes out. And we'll kind of go from there.
29-25, 17-15 in West standings, and some confidence heading into the postseason this weekend. And whoever the opponent, wherever the Garden City heads, and Coach Chris Finnegan joining us here postgame. Coach, once again, thanks for coming up here postgame. Good luck to you this weekend.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.